Daniel Mendelsohn is an acclaimed literary critic and the author of a memoir called The Elusive Embrace. His new work of nonfiction is called The Lost. It's about his 5-year search for information about 6 of his family members who died in the Holocaust. The Lost is part detective story, part travelogue, part scholarly meditation, part family memoir. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that although The Lost may be hard to categorize, it's completely engrossing.
If you didn't have an amazing story, you didn't survive. That's what one Holocaust survivor dismissively tells Daniel Mendelsohn. She's warning Mendelsohn, her interviewer and much younger friend, against sentimentality. But she's also illuminating an essential problem with Holocaust testimony. Yes, these stories of the survivors are amazing. That's why the tellers live to tell their tales. But we contemporary listeners and readers now expect to be awed by Holocaust stories, and consequently we've become somewhat jaded to the horrors, the heart-rending acts of courage, the twists of fate that mark these accounts. How do you write a true story about the Holocaust and lead your readers through it so that they're feeling and thinking anew? That's the challenge that Mendelsohn rises to in his epic book, The Lost. Through meticulous, even obsessive, scholarship and detective work, Mendelsohn unearths and reconstructs the lives of 6 people in his own family who died in the Holocaust. As Mendelsohn makes us readers realize, the survivors aren't the only ones with amazing stories. Many of those who perished also had amazing stories they didn't get the chance to tell. The Lost is a big, frantic book. Its intertwined stories race over decades and continents. Mendelsohn tracks down fast-disappearing friends and neighbors of his murdered family members in Sweden, Israel, Australia, and the little town called Bolokhov, claimed for part of the 20th century by Austria, then Poland, then others, where his mother's family came from. Mendelsohn's story is rooted, however, in the mundane, in the sights and sounds of jokes with Yiddish punchlines, Milton Berle on black and white TV sets, and packets of Tums. In other words, it's rooted in the visits he, his parents, and siblings would pay to elderly relatives living in Miami Beach during the 1960s. Here's the first sentence of Mendelsohn's book, which describes those visits. Some time ago, when I was 6 or 7 or 8 years old, it would occasionally happen that I'd walk into a room and certain people would begin to cry. The old people cried, Mendelsohn learned, because he looked so much like his Grandpa Abe's oldest brother, Shmuel, who along with his wife and 4 daughters were killed in the Holocaust. When Grandpa Abe dies, the then 20-year-old Mendelsohn discovers letters folded away in Abe's wallet. Letters written in 1939 from Shmuel, begging his brother to find a way to get him and his family out of Poland. Those letters, the memory of those weepy Miami Beach gatherings, his grandfather's mesmerizing tales of Bolokhov, and the quirks of Mendelsohn's own scholarly personality turn him into the fierce family archaeologist, intent on rescuing what artifacts, what stories may be left about Shmuel and his family. That summary does as much justice to The Lost as, say, describing Homer's Odyssey as a story about a boat trip with detours. The Odyssey, by the way, is referenced in The Lost, as are Virgil's Aeneid and the Old Testament. Even though the individual fates of Shmuel and his family are Mendelsohn's specific focus here, he calls upon his scholarly background to make unpretentious and enlightening parallels between, say, the murderous hatred directed toward the Jews before and during World War II by their once brotherly Ukrainian and Polish neighbors in Bolokhov, and the biblical story of Cain and Abel, also a tale about fratricidal resentments that become murderous. But the most stunning aspect of Mendelsohn's book is his vexed commitment to, as he says, learn whatever scraps of details about Shmuel and his family might be knowable. Mendelsohn, as I've said, is an intellectual. He's hip to the fact that the word fact oftentimes needs to be put in quotation marks. But the lost is informed by Mendelssohn's anxious sense of obligation to his murdered relatives, an obligation not to just turn them into puppets to be manipulated for the purposes of a good story, even though he also knows that inevitably this manipulation will sometimes happen in the course of his compelling narrative. Mendelssohn's dedication to ferreting out the truth, however imperfect, is rewarded by the end of The Lost. Implicitly paying tribute to his grandpa Abe, the master storyteller, whose sweeping tales would unify and narrow into a breathtaking finish, Mendelssohn ends his story by finding the place he's been looking for decades, a narrow hole in the ground, a box-like hiding place, an ark of sorts that for a brief time sheltered members of his family from annihilation.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Lost by Daniel Mendelssohn.